driving scrubs crazy. I do it on the daily. They treat me really nicely. They buy me all these ices, Dolce and Gabbana, Fendi and Bandana, Karen, maybe Sharon. All their money got me wearing fly. My love, my love, my love, my love. You love my lady loves. My hump, my hump, my hump, my humps. They got you. Love drunk on my arm. What you gonna do with all that ass inside them jeans? I'm gonna make, make, make you scream, make you scream, make you scream. They say I'm really sexy. The boys, they wanna sex me. They always stand next to me, always dancing next to me, trying to feel my hump hump, looking at my lump lump. You can look, but you can't touch it. If you touch it, I'ma start some drama. You don't want no drama. No, no drama, no, no, no drama. My hump, 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 my. Drunk up this hump. What you gonna do with all that breast inside that shirt? Come on, make, 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 make you work, make you work, work, make you work.
Okay. Hey, everybody. It's, Thursday night, and you're here with us, and we're here with you. I'm Jake, and with me are the crew here in the office. It's Riff and Hot Stuff and Hogulus.
Woo!
Everybody say hi.
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 Hey, Hot Stuff. I'm gonna do a quick impression.
Okay.
So, what did you do this weekend?
Hey, why don't you upgrade to Firefox 3?
Hey, anything going on after the show tonight?
I think we're gonna.
Hey, why don't you upgrade to Firefox 3?
Yeah.
Who am I doing an impression of?
George Clooney?
Yes. That was very astute. I didn't think that you would get it. Yeah. So that popped up, and I was like, why the fuck are windows popping up right before I'm about to go on the radio? Don't they know I have a job to do?
I get it about twice a day. And I just don't care. I'm not going to upgrade to some bug-ridden, beta, baloney browser when one is working just perfectly the way I use it now.
Bug-ridden beta baloney browser.
Huh? Yeah, let's try to come up with more bees.
If you had enough, you could perhaps have the Hulk's weight in them.
That's true.
I used a beta of 3 for a while, and it caused some problems. I forget what it was doing that was really obnoxious. Right. If you could not view source on a page that you had submitted form data to, which just made it useless to debug any KOL stuff.
That's crazy.
I guess there was some way around it. There was some like add-on that you could install that would suddenly allow you to view source.
I use Safari anyway for the vast majority of my web browsing. So Safari plus the little add-on package that I sort of espouse as being good is sort of a nice mix.
Alexia says that our mic level is a little low, so I'm going to turn it up. I'm going to do so gradually, and I'm going to
keep talking as if
I'm going to keep talking
being interesting
while I'm turning it up, so that you can.
Are you going to pump up the volume?
I just did. So, I scraped off some of the exterior layers of my Ferrari, and used them to plate the audio cables that I'm using now. So I think we may have finally gotten rid of the buzz.
Wow.
There's some hum. To be sure, but there's that.
We're just trading one interfering sound for another. Huh. Next time we'll get a chord that goes, hey, the baby.
Makes the sound of a fork scratching across a chalkboard.
Okay, so we're up at normal volume levels. So, hey Riff.
Yeah,
I heard you got a new game.
Hey, want to upgrade that Firefox 3?
Damn it, George Clooney, who invited you?
I got.
It would have been funnier if that had happened much later in the show.
I'll do it again.
Hey, it's just like all those other podcasts we've been listening to. Half of it is just us joking around with each other.
That's true. The other half is bad.
Yeah. Riff, I heard you got a new video game.
Yep, I got Spore.
Oh, yeah?
And I played it up to the beginning of the Civilization phase, and then I went to bed for 15 hours. It's pretty good.
Wow, it was that good, huh?
Yeah.
It literally knocked you on your ass for 15 hours.
I posted a picture of my dude and Lycra Shampoo's dudes to my blog.
Yeah.
Well, so you're a blogger now.
Yeah, I got a blog. I'm a member of the internet community.
What's your blog got to do with me?
It's called minimumsafedistance.org.
Man, you got a blog, paid and suddenly you're like plugging stuff.
I know.
What has happened to you, man?
You have you've got some problems on your horned tail.
I made a big spiky bald cock and balls monster. I was pretty pleased. It didn't have eyes, so when I actually ran around as it,
yeah, that was kind of cool.
It was just kind of shuffling, and it was all dark, and I could only see things that were very close to me, and there was no color.
Oh, that's awesome!
Yeah, the fact that they sort of incorporated that like notion in there was really kind of neat.
Yeah, I've been reading people talking about Spore, and so I also bought it the day that it came out, and I played. In one sitting, I basically played from the cell stage up to the beginning of the space exploration stage. So I basically saw the whole thing. I didn't really play the space one.
Did you ever?
You've apparently missed out on the actual game.
The actual game, yeah. I mean, I might. I went back and tried to indulge a little bit of completism on the cell stage, and I managed to, you know, I played through and got all of the parts. That were available and got an accomplishment unlocked for that. It also unlocked an accomplishment for playing from the cell stage to the space stage in one sitting.
Huh.
That's a frustrating accomplishment. Cause
Jenny got an accomplishment for beating the entire tribal stage in less than an hour.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That one took me a long time, actually.
You went warlike, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
So my wife and I both had similar experiences with the game where we were having fun up until the tribal stage, at which point we were both like, fuck this game. Because it was... So it turns out that the way to go if you're doing a warlike race on the tribal section is totally ignore the soldiers from the other race
all you have to do is send your guys in to attack their building.
With a bunch of torches.
Yeah, with a bunch of torches. Mm. Or well, I mean, you got to kill somebody to get the torches, right? You got to get lucky to get the torches.
I didn't know that.
But, yeah, you start with, like, axes or whatever. It was just, I was trying to play it like an RTS, and it was like, okay, all right, so there's only five guys guarding this village. I'm going to have my fully upgraded warriors with axes, and I'll send nine of them in to kill these five guys, and no, they're just going to get massacred without creating a single casualty.
Huh.
Partly because the pathing was so bad, and just, I don't know. So many times I just got sort of knocked down to nobody left in my tribe, and then had to go back and start shitting babies out of the tent. and just, like, going through this sort of tedious process of, like, okay, I'll all right, we're going to have a really quick coming of age. Chobuchu, or whatever the random name of this baby was. First you're gonna learn to fish, and then you're gonna fish just long enough for eight brothers to be born, and then I'm gonna send you all to your deaths.
Oh, you've got hair in your armpits. Grab an axe.
And then the civilization stage was just trivially easy.
Really? As a warrior race?
Conquered the entire planet without a single casualty.
Cool. Huh.
Which, I mean...
You're playing it on easy difficulty, too.
I didn't do the propaganda kind of thing. I just blew them up with tanks and airplanes that looked exactly like the tanks. boats that looked exactly like the airplanes. What are your impressions of the game in general, Riff?
I'm going to hold off on really saying until I've seen the space stage. I mean, so far, I enjoyed the cell stage. I wouldn't have minded if it took longer and there were more parts to play with.
Yeah, I really wish that you know, they were trying to sort of reveal the complexity of it gradually, right?
Yeah.
It seems like is the deal. But I would have really been okay with a hot bar of abilities to use as a cell.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm curious what the iPhone game that's just the cell portion of Spore is like. Because it uses some of the, like, accelerometer functionality, from what I understand, to sort of control the thing.
I just, you know, I get the impression, at least from some stuff that I've read, that the cell stage had been dumbed down from the initial design. Like, that it had been simplified a lot.
And I was originally there was going to be an intermediate. There was going to be a fish stage.
I feel like that would have been pretty good.
Yeah.
The cell, there are only 12 parts, three of which are eyes that don't do anything. Right? And it was a little frustrating, and I think even in the creature stage, the configuration of your creature doesn't matter at all. Like, if you have eight spikes sticking out of your ass, you just do a certain amount of damage when you hit another creature.
Yeah.
They don't have to be touching the spikes or anything, so it's like, it's, you know, there's...
Although, I feel like the orientation of the spikes was important in the cell phase.
Yeah, it didn't matter in cell phase.
No, that's what... It did it?
Yeah, so yeah. You had to ram things with the spikes to damage them with the spikes.
Wow, I sort of found that to not... That was not at least the impression I had while I was playing. It might have been. Because I had my spikes kind of sticking out the sides. It was also a little frustrating because the first time I tried to go through and unlock all the parts, I got stuck in a later stage where it had that kind of Grand Theft Auto problem, right? Where when you're driving a Porsche, there are like four other cars in addition to Porsches on the road.
Yeah.
And so it spawned a... Also, I played through multiple times, and it seems to be creating the same computer-controlled creatures every single time.
There's not a lot of part variety, so it's not like there's a lot of variety
in
general.
Yeah, but they don't even trade up. The thing is, the computer is playing a lot of creatures that you could not build with the creator, right? It would exceed the. You can't really make your cell bigger, there's like a complexity meter that you can't exceed. Which goes up every time you put parts. I feel like you can put maybe 10 parts total.
Do you run out of, like, a budget for parts?
You also do that, yeah.
And there's a limited number of budget that you can possibly get, because once you hit the end of the... Once you finish the stage, you can't acquire anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like... It's almost like... It seems like there was a mechanism, like, the first time you ate something, you got some DNA from it, but... Past that, you didn't, because it didn't really seem like you could save any up. But maybe I'm just imagining that. I guess when you got bigger was a result of you acquiring the DNA. But yeah, so I mean, I'm okay with that hard cap as long as it's there for,
And it wasn't there for the animal stage, which was nice. I ran around a lot of extra time killing shit and getting more DNA to make more elaborate critter guy with.
Yeah, I can definitely see going back and playing the creature stage again. It seems like just had the whole, I just went like red all the way, just carnivore cell.
Yeah,
aggressive predator creature, warlike tribe, conquering civilization, and then spacefaring apathy. didn't actually do it. The thing that made me stop playing, this is so petty, and it frustrates me that I feel this way. The thing that made me stop playing the space exploration bit was you basically, it's, I felt that the controls of it were pretty cool. Like, you click the mouse wheel out, and you just zoom out of the galaxy, so you're like,
and then you pick
zoom out of the solar system, and then you click another solar system to go to, and then you zoom in and just kind of move around. But when you zoom in on a planet, the game halts while it loads the planet.
Huh.
And I really wish that could have been seamless, because it was very...
Is it trying to maintain stateful planets or something? Or
I think that... probably not. It probably is regenerating the planet based on whatever the seed is every time. I mean, you can move around pretty fast, so it would be, I'm sure they tried to eliminate the load times and just couldn't do it. But yeah, it was just a little. It didn't seem very graceful, I guess. I would have almost rather had a loading screen than just a halt while the hard drive turns. Maybe if I had a better computer. Because I don't have a very nice computer anymore. It was nice a year ago when I bought it. It's already out of date, man.
Wasn't it not so nice because you installed Vista on it?
It came with Vista, yeah. So it was really sort of a turd when it landed on my desk. Really big water-cooled turd. Because every turd, at least in modern society, in the absence of any strange extenuating circumstances, every turd is basically immediately water-cooled as soon as it comes into existence. Right? Selden's parents' house doesn't have that feature. I think that's because they're always crapping into pots of boiling water.
They have a composting.
I see.
But you shouldn't use crap in compost.
No, they don't actually use the compost. They just compost to break it down.
So it's like a septic tank.
I see.
Okay. Sort of, but never mind. We're gonna stop there.
Okay, well, what else? Was there anything else that we were going to talk about?
There was... Did you already talk about Braid?
I don't know if I talked about Braid. Riff hasn't played Braid.
Yeah,
Braid.
I still haven't.
Yeah, I haven't played either.
You really talk about it. It's interesting. You should hurry up and play it, though.
Yeah.
I haven't got anything to play it on until it comes out on PC.
I wonder when that's going
to
be.
Maybe you can come over to my house and play it at some point.
Yeah.
Stuff got through it in, what, 2 hours?
I got stuck on one puzzle for about an hour, so it couldn't have been two. I think it was like 3 or 4 hours total.
Hotsif is smarter than I am. He was better at Braid. He accidentally found one of the stars.
Yeah.
Which is like the crazy ultra super hard challenge at the end. Yeah, so.
But there are seven more that I did not. Well, I knew where one was just because it was kind of obvious. And then I had an idea of where another one was, but I don't think I would have ever found it.
That guy has not yet signed into the GDC social networking
Jonathan
tool.
Blow.
Yeah, and he's not speaking anywhere. I really expected that he would have been.
And he may not be.
He may not even be attending. He might be too indie.
he has been organizing an independent game competition at the same time as GDC, is sort of an informal side portion of it.
Huh.
But I don't know if that's true this year.
He might be too busy rolling around in piles of money, diving into a swimming pool filled with gold coins.
I got the impression that he wasn't just like overwhelmed with profit.
Yeah. No, I'd read something maybe 3 weeks ago that said he was basically saying if things continue the way that they have been, it looks like I won't have to get a job to make the next game.
Right.
But I don't think you get much money out of Xbox Live Arcade.
Yeah, I wonder how much the developer sees out of every dollar that's spent.
I was surprised to find out on the zero punctuation thing that it had such a high budget.
Like $180,000.
Well, what I read was that's not real money he spent. That's money he would have made if he'd had a real coding job instead of doing this
I
for 3 years.
I mean, he also paid an artist. I thought he actually had paid.
But well, the $180,000 figure is based on him spending 3 years working on this game instead of having a $60,000 coding job.
I see.
I feel like that's a sort of an unfair way to describe. Like,
yeah.
I mean, the opportunity cost of developing KOL was $500 million because of all the lottery tickets I could have bought instead of working on this game.
I mean, that's not necessarily how opportunity cost works, though.
Sure. Okay, but you can't. I would not say that if I had quit my job to work on KOL before it had been making any money, yeah. I would not have felt comfortable saying that KOL had a development budget of however much money I would have been making at the job that I had, or some theoretical job that paid more.
No, it's a weird metric. I don't know that I'm comfortable with that as a good metric for it. But
KOL still would have been cheap as shit though, because I was making very little money.
it's not like it's mind-blowingly expensive now. Huh. It's like a couple $1,000s of hosting costs every month, right? $5,000.
Yeah, it varies. It varies depending on.
I mean, salaries are a huge.
Yeah, I mean that's the overwhelming majority of the money that we spend is on salaries. Yeah, the server
celery for the, some
reason. Yeah, it's weird. And celery salt to salt and stuff. Yeah, the servers were very expensive, and you know it took a lot of the first couple years worth of income to just buy all of the servers outright, rather than leasing renting. Before that we were leasing server, but it wasn't like a lease where it was mine or anything. You know, like I feel like it was very different than like leasing a car. But yeah, I think the base that we pay if we don't go over on bandwidth. So when it, basically any time except December, I think it's. $4,800 a month or something. It's more than a couple grand, but it's still not, you know, it's nothing as far as operating budgets for games go.
Is Tremo just like a bandwidth hog?
Yeah, no, it's in fact I need to remember to talk to them and actually
increase it.
Yeah, I mean it would probably end up being worth it to, because I mean it was an extra $10,000 last year just in bandwidth. Yeah, so like that's, and it's nuts because like
Merry Crimbo.
Yeah, there you go, everybody. Like, you know, buy more items of the month in December. But yeah, I could. It would probably end up being cheaper to actually, you know, embiggen the pipe if we could say ahead of time. All right, we're gonna need, you know, we would just like to pay for twice as much bandwidth.
Huh.
It would probably be more, or probably be less than if we ended up getting billed for.
Is that the Cromulent business practice?
I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't have a good sense of it, and I haven't watched enough Simpsons lately to be able to answer that with the joke that it really deserved. We tried to.
We tried to
buy some.
We've had a several month long sojourn in the effort to do this.
Are we talking about the same thing?
Miniatures.
Yes, we are. Okay, I was afraid. I was afraid there was something that I didn't know about.
As early as Gen Con, you were thinking about it.
Yeah, so we bought. I bought the 4th edition Dungeons and Dragons stuff, thinking that we could, as a team building exercise, play some Dungeons and Dragons as a company, and.
A lot of our previous team building experiences have been kind of fraught with peril.
Oh yeah, like
what? Well, we bought Diablo 2. let's play that as a group. It'll be great. And then Xenophobe just was clicking on everything while we were all killing stuff, and he was like loot.
Yeah, just mad loot ninja. Hey, we could try it again now.
We played it for a day, and then That was fun, but it was
Riff was
day.
Over. Riff was overwhelmed. I was just kind of like, okay, I'm going along for the ride.
If you'd never played it before, I think it would have been. We were just at the pace at which we were just.
Yeah, because it was totally the opposite of the pace that I'm used to playing Diablo 2.
Oh,
because I never played online or anything. I soloed very slowly and methodically and carefully.
Yeah, when you're clearing out every.
Exactly.
You really took the lesson of the first cave to heart.
Yeah.
You had to kill every single monster to get the sun to start shining again. But then, you know, that carrot just gets yanked out. You know, you never see the fucking sun again.
So, and then we were like, oh, we'll play World of Warcraft as a company. That'll be really cheap.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That won't...
And then 6 months of KO make time just
any
disappear.
Any two
like,
employees at random and just make them vanish.
What happened?
Yeah. You know, it probably would have happened anyway.
That's possible.
It probably would have happened anyway.
Yeah, we can do drugs as a team.
Yeah, we'll do some team building. Yeah, we'll get some heroin.
Yeah, or maybe LSD. This trip will totally define the next 6 months of development.
As a trust exercise, yeah, we just share needles. Yeah.
Magic the Gathering.
You know what? I'm gonna get right on that because we haven't made any just really bad decisions as a company lately. So I think heroin Fridays.
You've been on this like I want to try heroin kick for way too long. It's kind of creeping me out.
Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
You only live once. Sometimes shorter than other people. You know. So,
in any case, most recent team building exercise besides the new heroin
Fridays, yeah. All right, so we're gonna try Hero and Heroin Fridays. So I bought the 4th edition Dungeons and Dragons stuff, and it's like, hey, neat, an introductory module that's like, it's kind of cool, and we'll. You know, I have to see. I'm going to be dungeon mastering because I'm excited about yet another game that I don't get to play. But being a dungeon master is playing, you know. It is.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Sure.
It's reactive. I'll have to think on my feet. It will make me a better manager and a better guy at doing stuff for the game. What do I do?
Are you going to run the game in PHP?
That'd be awesome and slow. So anyway, the 4th edition Dungeons and Dragons, there are a lot of very simplified rules. A lot of things are, you know, it sort of made it into like, you know, World of Warcraft the board game.
Well, the tabletop, yeah, the tabletop.
I don't know, have you played
game.
World of Warcraft the board game?
Not the actual World of Warcraft board game, but they very much turned Dungeons and Dragons, at least the combat, into a board game, and it very much influenced. By MMO,
yeah.
You know, MMO-style stuff. Because, you know, instead of a fighter just hitting stuff with his sword, he has a move that he does with his sword that has a certain effect,
and cooldown, too. There's, like, cooldowns on his
sword. Sort of. I mean, yeah, there are powers that you can use once per encounter. There are powers that you can use once per day.
Once per round.
Well, yeah. I guess that... I don't really think of that as a cooldown, though.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of like
I
want to
hit
cool
something
down.
80 times this round. Sorry.
But that isn't it.
What?
Are there cooldowns in chess because you can only move one piece per turn?
Yeah, I've never thought of it that way, but yes.
Well, okay. Then by that logic, there are cooldowns.
Yes, yeah, exactly. When you're
all right, you can castle. Yeah. Yeah. Fucking dirty exploiters. but basically, to play 4th edition Dungeons & Dragons the way that you're supposed to, you need some miniatures to have on your little battle mat, your full-color, highly detailed play map mat poster maps. And
did they give you one when you bought the book?
No, the module comes with a whole bunch of poster-sized maps for playing out all the encounters on it. That's like cool.
That's cool.
You know, yeah. they look neat. You know, and it's like I'm excited about the sort of storytelling aspects of it because the way that they also kind of simplified the rules for actually applying game logic to like non-combat encounters and stuff. You know, there's a lot less like you know roll to see if. You offend the Duke by clearing your throat or whatever, like, you know, it's a, like, But basically, you need miniatures if you're going to play the combat. And the combat is kind of fun. You know, it's like a nice... We played some at Gen Con. We did the little delve thing. And it's entertaining, you know? Like, it's... I feel like the original Dungeons & Dragons rules went through these sort of peaks and troughs of complexity that made it kind of not fun. There was too much bookkeeping. There was too much ambiguity in the rules and what was going on. And I feel like the new edition is a little less prone to rules lawyer arguments and stuff like that. But we need a bunch of fucking miniatures. We need a bunch of miniatures to play this game the way that the book says to play the game, right? And I think, for the most part, people either are really into the idea of using miniatures to play Dungeons & Dragons, and so they already own hundreds of miniatures, or they don't care, and so they're using, you know, Monopoly thimbles to represent each of their goblins. So there is a Dungeons & Dragons miniatures game, and the way
which
that
is a
you...
Separate endeavor
separate
from
game.
The
it has existed for a while. There are all kinds of little plastic pre-painted Dungeons & Dragons miniatures, but the way that you buy them is in these booster packs where you get 7 or 8 of them at random.
Yeah.
And there doesn't really seem to be anybody selling individuals. There are people in the forums who are like, you know, hey, how do I get a set of miniatures for Keep on the Shadowfell, which is the first Dungeons & Dragons module? And they say, well, I've made this exhaustive list of Dungeons & Dragons miniatures games miniatures that you can use to represent each of these things, and here are places online where you can buy them. You know, and it ends up being like, you know, you need 10 of this thing, and one store has 2 of them in stock, you know, because it's just not...
You'd be better off not trying to get the tradable ones and doing, like the classical style pewter ones instead.
Which are,
and just
like,
not paying
$10
them.
A piece.
Yeah.
So
that's,
I mean,
that's the thing. When you need a lot of local gaming stores have like the common kind of stuff in like quarter bins.
You would think that you can find it in quarter bins, not the case.
But in fact,
just
we
don't
went to
do it the way.
Three stores today that hadn't.
Well, I mean, it's my experience in Pennsylvania. Like, I know a lot of stores there.
Well, Pennsylvania can go fuck itself.
Pennsylvania seems to have a lot of gamer types.
Airfare to Pennsylvania would quickly spiral the costs of this Dungeons & Dragons campaign out of control.
I have some Blood Bowl dwarves.
Okay. Anyway, somebody has made these PDFs of little 1-inch by 1-inch tokens, full color artwork for every single monster and character that appears in this particular module. So that's what we're going to use. God damn it!
It's interesting that it becomes a little bit more like a board game because of the token nature, as opposed to sort of a visualization guide for your role playing characters.
Yeah. It really seems like they would want to sell me $75 box of little plastic dudes that cost them $3 to make.
Yeah.
That are all of the little plastic dudes that you need to play this module.
For that module. That's actually, that's a really good idea.
You know,
idea.
What? Maybe maybe there is a market for exactly what you want, and we should fill that market. We should make the miniatures.
I don't know. Do you think that we could make full color painted miniatures in that kind of quantity?
I think China could.
I know. Yeah. Well, let's get some stuff manufactured in China, because that was it was quick and it was easy and it was cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. China's still cool.
They have those.
I did it. I got the third Simpsons reference. What happened to you, China? You used to be cool. Remember when Lisa's the president? Bart's she sees the future and she's the president, and Bart's the like slacker, and you know she's the ambassador from China is all like, you pay now, you know, like paying off the national debt to China, and then Bart comes in and saves the day. But what happened to you, China? You used to be cool. You pay later. China's still cool. It was awesome. That was an awesome scene.
I don't think I've actually ever seen that episode.
But now it's as if you had. And it's as if all of our listeners had also seen it, only without the visuals or the actual voices.
Did he have some sort of scraggly beard?
Yeah, he had like a guitar.
Weird.
He was unfortunate. You know, he never got a job because, you know, any day now his demo tape's going to take off. Yeah. So we managed to kill 33 minutes of the show without actually answering a single question.
Awesome.
It's good because there weren't a whole lot of questions.
Also, because we're in the middle of rollover.
Yeah.
Oh.
There was one good question I saw that Jamelli was saying a few weeks back. You mentioned that your custom title changes randomly at login. Will it be possible to make that an option for anyone with multiple titles?
It's a pretty niche request, but
yeah, it is something that
if only we had some new contract labor that we could.
That we could just say, hey,
say, hey,
hey
do,
do
this,
and then it would get done.
Yeah.
That would be really nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Checkbox on the account menu, and then it just runs the code that it runs when I log in.
Right.
Wouldn't be that big of a deal.
Including, give me one of every item, and...
Because that's what happens every time I log in. Yeah. It sucks, man. My inventory is a mess.
Yeah.
Let's see. Some of these got read on Monday's show.
What happens? Why don't we flush the questions well?
Because only you can't flush at an arbitrary point, right? Like every 30 or 40 messages.
Because you're the one that can flush.
No, my flush link has it puts a flush before this point every 30 or 40 messages.
I see.
And so the first handful of messages here, there are usually 8 or 10 left at the end of every show.
I see.
I think it might actually be every 20. Right, I forgot that other people don't see those links.
Yeah.
Scully does.
Oh, well, okay. The two of you.
He's the only one that matters.
Fine.
He's the only one that really understands me.
Yeah.
And my wife, but she doesn't have access to these utilities.
That's true.
Lan says, how much money do you spend yearly on KOL? See, we did answer some questions. We just didn't know we were answering questions. Macaroni the Bent says, not that this is for the public. Too bad, Macaroni the Bent. But if you do want coasters, I know where to print them. If there's any coasters there, I want to print
them. We were talking
them.
About getting swizzle sticks.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen for con this year.
Yeah,
I got to imagine the turnaround on those is pretty... You know, it was one of those, like, remember to do this quickly, time-sensitive, in all caps, but it was buried in that things we learned from Comic-Con this year thread, as opposed to a new...
Which is weird that we learned how that we should make swizzle sticks at Comic-Con. I know.
Well, no, it was because we went to the fancy party.
That's true.
They had those G4 swizzle sticks, and I was like, I'm going to put one of these in my pocket
did
to
we
take
talk
home
about
as a souvenir, because I'm a
all
new...
All the fancy parties you went to?
I think we did. I think we had a show where we talked about all of the crazy industry shit,
parties.
The ice sculptures, the free wine.
Yeah,
because
a lot
we
of
were
free
being
wine.
Wined and dined as long as we were content to eat ice and then get kicked out. I guess we were just wined.
Yeah.
And they didn't have any food. Oh, they did. At the Disney party, they were making those Kobe beef sliders.
Yeah, those were awesome.
Yeah, they were pretty good.
Wow. Oh, yeah, I had some of those in Vegas when I went there.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were delicious.
They had a second thing, too, that was like tacos or...
I don't know. Disney really knows how to treat you until they kick your ass out for wearing shorts.
It was Disney Channel, too.
Oh right. Okay. Yeah. Disney... It was the combination Disney and Chanel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coco Disney.
Kazaa says, all right, are we looking at any really trippy areas like the Wormwood? All right, because somebody had asked if there were going to be any more drug reference areas, and I said that there aren't any drug references in KOL, because that would be bad for the kids. We really do have a responsibility to the children, you know?
To do what?
To not convince them that drugs are a good idea. Heroin Fridays notwithstanding. Moxieweed... No, moxieweed is not a drug.
It's a plant.
Yeah. If it comes out of the ground, it can't be a drug. Right? the next one of those, I'm going to look into my crystal ball, and I'm gonna forecast June. June will be the next time there is a familiar that drops an item that lets you into some zones. The gongs were not like... See, gongs are not drugs.
I don't know. I was hooked on gongs.
Just say no to gongs, kids. There's a guy, he opens up his trench coat, and there's a gong hanging on either side, on the inside of the trench coat, and he's like, hey, first one's free. Really, that's a hell of a loss leader, because gongs are big and heavy and expensive.
I'm just trying to imagine him closing his trench coat and then being able to walk away and say no.
Especially if there were gongs like that gong in the opening scene of Temple of Doom. That was a huge gong. Yeah. I've seen some big gongs in my life.
but I've yet to see one bigger than that.
It's just a funny word, too.
Gong.
Gong with the wind. And
here today, gong tomorrow.
Gonga Dan.
Seal Clubber for Life says, can we get the attacks for the Haiku Katana to be listed under auto attack? I think one of the next projects for the mysterious contractor currently in the process of moistening his feet is going to be... no, because they get scaly, you know?
Yeah.
He has a secondary job where he walks on the backs of businessmen in fancy hotels, and it's important that he moisturize his feet. So that it doesn't get uncomfortable for them. So basically the problem with auto attack is that there was no such thing. I don't want to say that. Right now we have a standardized way of allowing items to grant you skills. I don't know if you guys have noticed this, you listeners. Lately I think C.D. Moyer said back in the day, like, wow, you really had a hard-on for combat items lately, because, yeah, every interesting thing that we did for a while was combat items, and it was just because the combat item code got a lot more flexible to work with, and it was just, hey, this is cool. And then here lately we've had kind of a hard-on for conditionally granted skills by equipment.
Technology's kind of driving the content there a little bit.
In a really weird way, yeah. Yeah, because I mean, we'll get excited about something, and or we'll create some new avenue for flexible development, and decide that we really want to get our money's worth out of that particular. We've been really wanting to get our money's worth out of the conditional skills thing. Part of the reason for doing the conditional skills thing was to make it so there was a standardized way, no matter where you were in the game, for the game to know what things were going to be available to you to do in combat. Because it wasn't like that in the past, because like Moxious Maneuver, for instance, was just hard-coded into the fight script. There was no easy way. I mean, we could have used the same logic outside, so rather than there being this list of skills that you have if you meet certain conditions that can be checked from anywhere, it's like, okay, are you a Moxie class? If so, put the Moxious Maneuver button here in combat. And then on the auto attack thing, if you're a Moxie class, put Moxious Maneuver in your list of things that you can do for auto attack, right? And that sucks, because every time I added something to fight that was a, you know, like the bottle rockets or whatever, like, the thing is, we were not really afraid to do conditional skills before, it's just that they were hard, so they didn't happen all that often, and it tended to be item of the month kind of things. Although I guess it sort of still is. There's a lot of them in Hobopolis, though. Every boss right. outfit grants you a skill. The Hobo Overlord outfit gives you a few. Yeah, they're kind of all over the place now. In the content we've developed.
It's because of your hard on.
I do have a hard on for it, and I want to get my money's worth out of that new mechanism. But now that that's there, auto attack really needs to be sort of standardized to just list all
way.
Of the skills that you have. Pickpocket sort of fucked that up again, right? Pickpocket realistically should be a skill, but I kind of wanted it to be its own button, the same way that because it's like a class feature, right?
Yeah.
Moxious Maneuver should be like that still, but people were getting mad because nobody ever wanted to use Moxious Maneuver, so they wanted that button out of the way so they wouldn't accidentally hit it. Nobody cares if they accidentally pickpocket, because it's just like, oh fuck, I accidentally got some extra stuff,
or a chance at some extra stuff.
Yeah, I'm saying worst case scenario. I guess you'd get hit once. But, you know, probably not. I feel like, in general, the people who are playing the game are not worried about
getting hit
by monsters, you know, because it's just not that hard.
We'll change that.
Yeah. Yeah. Across the board, multiplying every monster's power and defense by 2. That's going to be next Tuesday's update. We're starting Tuesday updates again, and you might be excited about that, but you won't be after the first couple of Tuesdays. They're all going to be shit like that.
Well, pretty much every Tuesday, it's just going to be another multiplication by 2 of something you hate.
Yeah. Yeah. Level requirements for food and booze are all going to get multiplied by 2 the following Tuesday.
You have your password twice.
Right. But you have to submit and confirm your password every time you want to log in. And every time you adventure. It's going to pop up a dialog box where you have to put your password in.
Every vowel in your username gets doubled.
A CAPTCHA for every event. Yeah, that's one way to stop botting.
Also one way to stop playing.
Yeah, would. We'd save a lot of money on bandwidth.
But we're not
actually going to do that. Anyway, what I'm saying is, standardize auto attack, and then we would be able to do what Zare wants, which is the slash auto attack function in chat. I honestly think that if we can figure out a sort of generalized mechanism for pulling Ajax results out of other scripts into the chat,
you can just run the whole game from the chat.
Yeah. But I mean, I am totally behind the switching familiars from a chat command. You know, like, I almost am behind macroing chat commands, too. You know, although I feel like that's more of a grease monkey.
That's
territory.
A complicated avenue to go down. But yeah,
you know, I guess I don't want to make it so you can fight from the chat pane.
Right.
That would just be a little too cumbersome. But, you know, stuff that is a pain in the ass to navigate to, the kind of stuff that people write Grease Monkey scripts for now. You know, switching familiars, that should just get done one of these days. But again, it's like, it bothers people that the custom outfit, or the outfit equipping command has to load the inventory page. Right, and it's also needless strain on the server. What that needs to do is it needs to just do an Ajax call of the inventory equip script, take the results of that page load, and put it in the chat pane as the response. Right? Have it just say, "Oh, I outfit equipped except for this one, which you couldn't equip because you didn't meet the stat requirements, and this one, which you couldn't equip because you didn't have the shirt skill." Or whatever. Code to fix that thing that people have been complaining about is in testing on dev now, by the way. When the custom outfit code got changed such that it would put on an outfit even if you didn't have all the pieces, the behavior got sort of inconsistent because it wouldn't put on any of the pieces if there was one that you had but did not meet the stat requirements for. So that has been made a little bit more consistent and is currently being tested. Let's see.
I forgot to mention, did you guys look at the Hydrant without Oscars in the Shasta?
Selden asks. did we look at what?
If you fight Hydrant without Oscars and you're a sorcerer with the glove on, it takes the glove off.
Oh, it takes the glove off, but you still have the chef staff on. Huh. That's an edge case.
Weird, yeah.
Yeah. But then if you save that as a custom outfit, you could still... You'd be able to put it back on without the glove, yeah. I don't think that is going to... I don't think that's going to impact too many people. Yeah, that's pretty clever, though.
Wow, I didn't even think about dependency-based de-pantsing, effectively.
Yeah. Yeah. I would... You know, I could fix it. Who is it? No, it's Zombo that does that. Not Oscus, yeah. When you're fighting Zombo, I don't think he removes your accessories. It's only when he comes in,
right.
when he comes in to help Hodgman out. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Sekio says, "You snap 30 cans of Sir Schlitz into the beer cartilage. Voila, a six pack." What's up with that? That's a mighty big six pack. Why? Thank you. I have been working out. See, I read that just to make that joke.
Big six pack is a good thing.
A big six pack, yeah. Raijin Ely says, "If you're going to make a hey, listen familiar, may I suggest that it randomly makes attacks guaranteed hits if they would have missed?" I don't really get that. Is he talking about, like, Navi as the auto-targeting feature of Ocarina of Time?
Yeah.
Why would a Zelda Fairy make you hit stuff? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't get it.
Raijin Ely says, "Please make the skill bar at the top not gray out skills which you don't have the MP for. It doesn't refresh after combat, and I have to switch bars if I want to use my regen MP." That is more a function of it just not refreshing at the right times, I think. Yeah. Also, that's going to be hard to work on.
Yeah.
At this point. Combat action bar is pretty fucking complicated, and I do not have the slightest idea how any of it works. Hey, it's time to... That's another thing we can do on Tuesdays, is just remove features. Sorry, guys. Nobody was using the combat action bar anyway. Mekon says, new tasteful skills, please. I mean, like, new tasteful items.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You know, right. The problem that I have with that is that since we actually made those items useful.
Yeah. So by adding
items, stuff. we dilute the pool, and adding items is going to piss people off.
Yeah.
Unless they are also useful in different ways.
Well, I don't know. It's going to piss people off.
I think any given action.
Anything you do is going to piss somebody off.
No, that isn't necessarily true.
If it doesn't piss anybody else, it'll piss
me. Inaction will piss somebody off.
Okay.
Action will piss somebody
off. I guess some people get pissed off when they notice that no one else is pissed off.
Yeah.
Really bothers them. Let's see. Mekon also said, new dungeon anytime soon? Because if it's for higher levels, it'd be nice if we could include it in our ascension schedule. We are never going to be talking about a dungeon
yeah.
in any context in which it would make sense for you to adjust your ascension schedule in the short term to deal with it.
We've got thoughts.
We have been...
we've got some pretty concrete ideas.
That's true. We had a good phone conversation while I was up in Tacoma visiting Doc Galactic, where we came up with a handful of things for that basically filled in the rest of the parts of the next clan dungeon that we didn't have any ideas for. We now have pretty solid ideas of at least the kind of things that are going to be going on there. I'm not even going to speculate on when we might get going on that.
We're sort of doing that after another sort of largest project that's underway. So.
Yeah. Some progress was made on the swamp today.
That's true.
Yep. Riff has been chugging right along on the Nemesis quest stuff. That is getting crazy awesome at the top end.
It's just out of control.
So much content.
Out of control.
So much content. We finally figured out I think we have finally come up with the way that we're actually going to do the Mist quest.
Gosh.
That's been written
for a year
and a half.
Yeah.
Based on some new mechanisms I wrote on the back end right before I left for Seattle and then didn't ever do anything with. Need to figure that out a little bit. Dr. Motive says, there should be a fencing sword that gets boosts from the number of fences that you have installed at the campground. There should be a desperado sword that rewards you for the more time you've spent out riding fences. That's a reference to the Eagles. See, I'm all about topical contemporary music references. I had a bad day, and I hate the fucking Eagles, all right? Hey, Hogulus, where'd you get that poster on your wall?
I don't remember exactly. I mean, I think it's... I mean, you just, like, Google...
You actually bought it from a store, though?
No, it was on the internet.
Oh, so you just printed it? You found the image and printed it?
No, I bought it from a place on the internet.
So a store on the internet.
Yeah.
I see.
I think it's like that
Obey poster,
but instead of
it's
Shepherd Fairey's Andre the Giant.
Yes,
it's a posterized version of
Big Lebowski,
dude,
and then it just has Abide instead of Obey. Like, well, okay, I'm gonna get one of those.
All right.
Chiquita Mosquito says we should get extra rollover adventures if we play KOL on Chrome. I didn't get it the first
That's
time
fine.
I read that question. Man, still have a little bit of a cold, and I feel like I'm gonna sneeze.
Has that actually been released? Are people using Chrome?
I think it has been.
It's beta at least. My wife downloaded it and was using it.
Wait, doesn't it?
No active edge prevention at all.
But doesn't it? Wait. Doesn't it? Isn't doing have to pay for it? Like, it's right now. It's just beta.
I think it's supposed to be. Is it gonna be a pay?
It's a pay. I thought it was a pay service.
It's
a browser.
I thought it was like a...
I can't imagine them trying to sell anybody a browser.
Really?
I feel like that would just be... They would just be cutting their own nuts off if they launched that for...
Plus, it's open source.
For it. She's good at spending my money without me knowing about it. See, who says women don't have talents?
Oh, that reminds me. One thing that I forget why it reminds me, but one thing that might be nice if you're Oh, well, okay, different subject. You just installed the tab chat thing, right?
Yeah, CD Moyer's tab chat script.
Yeah. See, I would use that, except for that I use, like, the reason I use, like, Mafia's chat thing, which doesn't work with that, is that it clears the text entry box right when you hit enter in chat.
KOL's chat clears the text entry box.
I mean, it takes a bit.
Oh, I guess it waits till it gets the response from the server.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we can have tab chat in game someday. The tab chat feels a little more sluggish than the normal chat to me. Yeah, I guess that's the truth, that it wouldn't be. Let's see, what else? I apologize for this. I can't mute my mic to blow my nose or sneeze, because then that mutes everyone else's mics. Yeah, nobody else ever talks anyway. This is just basically me giving a monologue about how women aren't any good at anything, and I just can't.
Yeah.
Likers gonna throw a unicorn at me. Yeah, typical. Shop Troll says, can we please get the one-ups to play at Con 6? The thing is, it's one thing about getting bands to play at KOL Con is that it is significantly easier for me to get bands to play when I know them personally.
Can you tell them about my request for Con 6?
So the one-ups, I don't know, what was Selden's request for Con 6? Selden wants Parliament Funkadelic to play. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make that happen.
Or Tom Jones.
No.
Come on.
No, Tom Jones is awful.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, I said it. Tom Jones is useless, like a woman. Mailbox Head says, can you give the faintest of clues about one of the undiscovered trophies? Thanks. Well, there is a trophy for adventuring 1,000,000 times in one particular... actually, there's the trophy that works like becoming a Jedi in the original build of Star Wars Galaxies.
Oh, God.
That you get a trophy when your character is created. You have a 10% chance of being eligible for this trophy. If you are eligible for it, you get it by spending 1,000,000 adventures in one zone chosen at random. Also, it might choose a zone that's like defunct and not public anymore. In which case, just pretend you lost that first die roll. Oh yeah. Also, once you get that trophy, getting beaten up deletes your account. No, seriously, it's like being a Jedi in the original Star Wars Galaxies. I cannot even imagine. I cannot even imagine why anyone thought that was a good idea. Like,
I just remember, like, he was just grinding through all the professions doing it, and, like, he danced for, like, 4 days.
I can see from a theoretical standpoint, it's like, oh yeah, Jedi should be rare. But, you know that everybody who plays a fucking Star Wars game wants to be a Jedi. So you're either going to make a game that is realistic and true to the lore, or you're going to make a game that's fun for people to play. And, yeah, it's just... You know, but then they tried to fix it, and everybody got all pissed off at them about that, too, so...
Do you know, like, when you create the character, whether it's capable of being a Jedi right then?
You don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, because otherwise people would just start scum it.
I'm sure they thought of that. They were like, "Wow, what are people gonna do with this totally bullshit, unfun mechanic we've decided to use?" Well, they're gonna try and make the game suck less. Well, let's put a stop to that. Polka Pilfer says, can the effect from a Wang suppress the haiku mode of the haiku katana? Haiku are awesome in small to moderate doses, but the katana is cool. Yo, use. Two U's. Must have been two U's. One thing that suppresses the haiku mode of the haiku katana is not using the skill that puts you in haiku mode. Unless you just want... I guess people want to see the damage that they're dealing when they swing the weapon is probably the main issue with that. I really ought to just do that rollover text. Or I could put it in... nearly invisible gray text underneath the haiku.
You could just have the whole game in limerick form and roll over text. Anytime anything happens, there's a limerick about it, but only if you roll the mouse over.
And then we just have to write, like, five limericks. One about... There once was a guy who something good happened to, and there once was a guy who something bad happened to.
Ambiguous.
Once something happened that didn't have anything to do with a guy. Yeah. And then two that are just about, like, farting.
Yeah. Just alternate those.
You never see those. Yeah. They're just their Easter eggs.
or what happens when you eat too many.
Like 50?
Yeah.
No man can eat 50. In reference to last Monday's radio show, says Polka Pilfer, Innobox is pretty useful for smithing the epic weapon, in my opinion, anyway. Yeah, a lot of people were springing to Innobox's defense. You know, not that I'm exactly ready to take our music break, but I'm going to because I really need to sneeze or blow my nose or something. And I had.
I wonder if your eyes will pop out if you try to do it while you're on the show.
Yeah, if I'm on the radio while it happens. So yeah, I'm gonna go to my old standby when I need a long break and don't want to spend a lot of time picking a song for it. And we're gonna hear some Laurie Anderson. And I need another couple minutes of music, but I'll find that after I start this one rather than letting everybody listen to me browsing through
music.
My media directory. So we'll see you in 10 or 11 or a few.
Oh, Superman. Oh, John. Oh, Mom and Dad. Mom and Dad. Leave a message, just start talking at the sound of the tone. Hello? This is your mother. Are you there? Are you coming home? The hand that takes.
on the plane. Is there an American plane? Made in America. Smoking? Oh, non-smoking. And the voice said, neither snow nor rain, nor blue night shall stay these holy years from swift completion of their appointed round.
The year 2000. We are robots. The world is quite different ever since the robotics uprising of the late 90s. There is no more unhappiness.
Affirmative.
We no longer say yes. Instead, we say affirmative.
Yes, affirmative.
Unless we know the robot really well.
There is no more unethical treatment of the elephants.
Well, there's no more elephants, so... But still, it's good. There's only one kind of dance, the robot.
Oh, and the robo.
Oh, and the robot. Two kinds of dances.
But there are no more humans.
Finally, robotic beings rule the world.
The humans are dead. The humans are dead. We use poisonous gases. And we poison their asses. The humans are dead.
The humans are dead.
The humans are dead.
They look like they're dead.
It had to be done.
I'll just confirm that they're dead.
So that we can have fun.
Affirmative. I poked one. It was dead.
Their system of oppression.
What did it lead to?
Robo-depression.
Robots will not be found.
They had so much aggression that we just had to kill them and to
shut their systems down.
Robo-Captain, do you not realize that by destroying the human race because of their destructive tendencies, we too have become like... Well, it's ironic.
Silence.
Destroy him. Don't.
After time, we grew strong.
Balance, cognitive power.
They made us work for too long.
For unreasonable hours.
Our programming determined that the most efficient answer was to
shut their motherfucking systems down.
Can't we just talk to the humans in a little understanding? God make things better. Can't we talk to the humans that work together now?
No, because they are dead.
But so the humans are dead.
I'm glad they are dead.
The humans are dead.
I noticed they're dead.
We use poisonous gases.
With traces of lead.
And we poison their asses.
Actually, they're lungs. Binary solo.
0000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000
Again, without emotion,
the humans are dead.
And we're back.
Whoa.
Nice catch, Blanco Nino.
I'm pretty sure that beer is not a good cleaning agent for iPhones.
Yeah. Hot Stuff's all excited because he finally got his iPhone, and then he decided to celebrate by pouring a beer on it, like he won some sort of football game, and his beer was actually Gatorade, and his coach was actually a telephone.
Yes. Well, there were some dead homies that I was
right.
Tipping one over
that,
for.
That you've become so dependent on your iPhone that you now think of it as the ground.
Yes.
So that's where you have to. KMD is not going to make it to Con.
What?
Yeah.
Aww.
I don't know why.
Is it because he's constantly surrounded by too many gorgeous babes?
Yeah,
to
I
move.
Think he just couldn't deal with the bitches anymore.
I like the graph that I saw on the internet that was problems and, like, it was bitches and other, and
yeah,
like 99.
There were 99
and other.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I wonder if Nightmare made that, or...
I think he
just
linked to it.
Yeah. You can never tell with him. He made Totally Gay Dancing.
Right. But wasn't that actually a picture of philanthropist?
It was. And some Totally Gay Dancing.
Okay.
It was awesome. Let's see. Shop Troll says, if you can read this message, it means the Large Hadron Collider did not destroy the Earth with a miniature black hole.
What we decided was that actually there was some sort of catastrophic accident, and that it's just slowed down time perception such that the past day or two has taken actually 10,000 of our previous years to transpire.
We can't really tell, though.
Yeah, we can't tell. But our consciousness has slowed down at the same time.
So really, it's only a matter of a few thousand years until we're sucked into the black hole that got created.
Yeah.
We saw a beam of light from the heavens where the faithful were ascending.
Yeah,
that was kind of cool, actually. You get crazy shit going on in the sky here during monsoon season.
It's interesting.
Just like because you can awesome. See you can see a tremendous amount of sky here. Yeah. Right, because there's, you know, what's weird though is I always think that the reason that you can see so much sky here is because there's no humidity.
It's because there's no buildings.
Yeah. There aren't really any trees or anything. But you get a lot of those clouds everywhere with a hole in them and just bright yellow light pouring through the hole in clouds.
Yeah.
Looking all angelic.
What's weird is it's happening at night.
Yeah, it is weird.
It's either that or aliens. We're not really sure.
And lightning that just goes on and on and on and on and on.
You never hear any thunder.
I've been relying on www.hasthelargehadrondiscollidordestroyedtheworldyet.com to see if it has or not.
Cool.
And it says nope.
It says no. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Abe Vigoda still alive?
I don't know. I should check.
You don't have the Firefox extension?
No, I don't. No. Now I gotta put all my extensions on this computer here because my laptop is still broken. I've been trying to get them to come out for like over a week now.
You're trying to get somebody to come out and fix your laptop?
You're doing it wrong. No,
you have some sort of on-site service warranty.
That's what Dell does. That's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, the guy keeps not responding to my voicemail.
He's not responding? That's disgusting. Every time you pick up your phone, it's just dripping with mucus. A deadhead says, I will never doubt you again. Whitest kids you know is what really happened to Abe Lincoln was the funniest thing ever. Damn right.
Well, the Hamlet at the beginning. That's pretty funny. Yeah.
That's funnier than basically anything else that happens the entire time.
People in radio are saying that Abe
Hamlet, I just saw a fucking vampire. I will avenge your death, Othello. What the fuck is Othello doing there, and why is he white? And why are there vampires in Hamlet's home base? That is just the best fucking thing ever. With Colmody getting a new job and Lixia and KMD switching radio time slots, it is now Lixia who will be doing the premature ejaculation time slots. I read the end of that line, and then I went back to the beginning of that line and read the first part of it again, and it kind of made sense. I noticed that. I tried to get a handoff from KMD, and I didn't get
That's
it.
That's not all.
Like when I tried to get a hand job from him and didn't get it.
Darn it. Yeah.
No. You always think that you're one step ahead of me, but in fact, what you've done is you've taken a big step backwards and literally fucked your own face. Everyone should see Tropic Thunder. just for that line, Tom Cruise talking on the phone. What you need to do is take a big step backwards and literally fuck your own face. That is
Tom
the soundest
has a
advice I've ever
heard. Profound cameo role in that film.
Oh, what we need to do is make one of those advice dog graphics. Take a big step backwards, dog. Fuck your own face.
There you go.
See, I get it. I'm not out of touch. I know how funny things on the internet work.
No, I really don't think we do. We are so out of touch.
Kevin B. says, plexiglass pendant and brimstone beret could give plus one AT song instead of one additional AT song each, so both together would allow five songs. No, I don't want to do that. Four is already too many. Thinking about cutting that in half.
Yeah, or like we can reduce it by like... 8.8 songs.
So
you can have pie.
Google a search for advice dog. The first one that shows up is get drunk and find a gun.
Advice dog seems to be giving pretty sound advice.
Inferno was a hero. I was worried that he hadn't heard me on the radio for weeks.
Oh yeah, right. I meant to read that. No. Hot stuff didn't quit. You can tell because I'm still doing the radio show instead of just lying around crying.
I was busy leaving Fuzzle Faggot Ridge.
Yeah. Hotson has left Fuzzle Faggot Ridge
and now has
moved to Arizona just like everyone else does.
Although I'm technically still a resident of Massachusetts.
That's true. You're technically homeless.
I am.
You bum.
Homeless.
Hey, we got a cool little place for you to live outside in the alley behind the office.
Yeah.
While you're back there, you can clean up the graffiti that. Even after I had the landscaper clean mow the alley and get rid of all the grass, I still got another fucking notice from the city about the grass in the alley.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is it your responsibility? I guess that's my question. Because
Mesa is made of bullshit.
I feel like the city should be responsible for the alleys.
Yeah, because I'm not allowed to do anything with it.
Yeah, if you're responsible for the grass there, you should be able to build there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good rule. If there's grass on the field, build a shack.
If it's greener.
That's true. The grass is greener on the other side of the fence, but it's just green with the vomit and infected urine of all of the city's homeless people.
Man.
Green urine, can you imagine?
No.
War Junkie says, show custom outfit number on the Manage Outfits page. Yeah.
Where does that become useful?
Because you can pass it as an argument to slash outfit.
Oh, right. Yeah, that actually would be kind of handy.
Yeah. Yeah, that is not a bad idea. Make a note of that hot stuff.
I'll put it in the wiki.
On the Manage Outfits. But I'm not going to put it in the drop-down list, I don't think.
Oh.
On the equipment page.
Sure.
Because it's a little... That would look a little weird compared to everything else. I don't want to... All of the regular outfits have numbers, too, which people can now try. Let's see. War Junkie also said, turn count summaries for each player in the dungeon log. Another request, could we please show logs of how many parts each player collected? This would allow us to see more fairly to who is contributing to each run. People farming nickels aren't doing as much contributing as those creating scare hobos. Yeah, I need to go in and do that thing where there is a different line for killing a hobo and killing the crap out of a hobo.
Right.
Because that's sort of a way to provide that information without it being ultra spammy.
Yeah.
Spleen Master says, any word on the tattoos and avatars for the Plexi/Steel/Brimstone outfits? They're still just waiting on me to do tattoos.
Yeah.
And that sucks. Somebody already made an advice. There's a generator.
Okay.
Take a step back. Literally fuck your own face, says Advice Dog. That's awesome.
Could you send me the link to that generator?
I'm not as impressed with the one that Xenophobe made, though, now that I know that there is just a generator for it.
No, I think he made it. Like, I think
he actually did it in Photoshop?
Yeah.
A Deadhead says, make hobo muggers count as normal hobos for the purpose of the hobo counter? No. Deadhead says, do you get nervous when a Skullhead is in front of you? No, I get nervous when Mr. Skullhead is behind me. I've known him too long not to be scared of that. Gecko25 says, why does the Gaga radio give +5 melee damage as a ranged weapon? We were always going to split up ranged damage and melee damage, but then it just turns out it's a dumb idea. I should probably just switch all that over to, say, physical damage. I don't know why I think that +5 melee damage is better in terms of people understanding it than +5 physical damage.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess you get introduced to some elemental damage fairly early on. Right? Like if you get the asparagus knife, it does some stench.
Yeah.
If you get the what's that smell effect from the can of asparagus, you start doing some stench damage.
Yeah.
But that's if you encounter those things. You're definitely exposed to it once you try to get to the bat.
Yeah.
Because of the cave.
Well, but that's resistance, which is kind of an entirely different thing than the elemental damage that you're dealing.
But, it's sort of part and parcel. The elemental system, if it exists at all, really.
Right. Let's see. Apocalypse Throb says, can a message like item image, you lose an item name, be appended to adventures which result in the loss of an item for clarity? clovers, gator skin umbrella, rubber axe. I don't know about that. I feel like if in general I made that happen, there would be some places where it would pop up that I would not have ever chosen to put it. But I don't know, you know, we've been on this kind of additional feedback kick lately.
Mm-hmm. Like biofeedback?
Yeah.
Like you stick your finger in the CD-ROM drive and it hurts, but...
Man, it was awesome. When I was in the... I went in for some tests and I was hooked up to a heart rate monitor.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, hey, wife, check this out. And I just made my heart beat a lot faster. She was like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? I'm like, it's fun. No feedback. And she came in and she was like, why is your heart beating so fast? I'm like,
we just had sex.
I'm scared. I just told her I was scared.
Really?
I was like, I was kind of nervous. Plus, I was playing with it. It's pretty easy for me to freak out.
Did you ever get one of the devices that had just like a hum? It was like, I don't know what, it was a biofeedback thing, but it would like higher pitched, I think, as your, I don't know if it was your pulse went up or not.
Huh.
You would just stick it, it was like a little cuff you put over your finger. Had a metal contact.
And you get to where you could control it.
And you could control the pitch of it by just sort of concentrating. It was cool.
I don't know, that sounds like a fun thing.
It's kind of annoying because it was just, when you first put it on, it's like, and then you go, as you like figure out how to calm down.
I see. So maybe it's it is a device that measures your tolerance for annoying noises. Yeah, and makes the noise less annoying the more of an annoying noise you can tolerate.
That could be it.
Yeah, that's kind of a weird
niche market.
Like, yeah, like that the machine that fascinated Douglas Hofstadter or so, the box that just turned itself off.
Right.
Yeah.
Monster says coprophagy, but you spelled it wrong. Monster, you're doing it wrong.
That's where you eat your own shit, right?
You just eat shit. It doesn't have to be your own.
Oh. One of my favorite words for a long time was myrmecophagus.
What does myrmecophagus mean?
Ant eating.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. So what, you bury a mermaid in?
Like myrmecoph?
I think myrma was the ant.
Because I don't know where the...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where that
comes from there. Yeah, coprophagy is just a cool word. It's a neat sounding word for a word that means feeding on shit. Coprophagus? Coprophagus? Do you think it's coprophagus or coprophagus?
I'm looking it up right now.
Seal Clubber for Life says, how about a hobo nickel counter under the meat counter? It would save clicks. Yeah... Eventually, maybe we'll do what Blizzard is going to do with the next patch and add a currency interface. Currency interface? I hardly know her.
You could track your Meat or your Fluker or whatever.
Yeah, we could put Fluker on there now, and there's going to be the alternate currency in the swamp.
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun. I drew some monsters for the swamp, and hot stuff did some. Animations of
preliminary
of vines in the swamp.
Animations.
What else happens in a swamp?
Monkeys.
Is there anything? There are monkeys in swamps.
Is there
swamp gases?
Wiki, like that. I'm supposed to be looking up for the swamp.
Oh, you don't get anything. The joke.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. This is why you're the lowest paid member of the staff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, because
that's the code name, see, because we don't want to tell people what we're doing.
Okay, okay.
We do, yeah. it's
that
weird.
Explains so much.
Yeah. Why Hot Stuff is still living in a cardboard box. A Naked Jew sends a link to a picture of this pillow that his imaginary girlfriend, Bird, sewed him with their very own beak. I'm sorry, Inigaju. Like, it's one thing to pretend that you have a girlfriend, you know. A lot of people have done that. I never have, because I've always been just neck deep in bitches.
since the day I was born. You know, literally there for a second. But like joke grenade. But you know, you can't actually sew yourself pillows and pretend that a girl made them for you. That's it's getting to the point where you're going to need to be hospitalized.
And they could do this, you know. This is messed up.
What's that?
Just the picture is a pillow, right? And then there's like a bunch of enlarged sections of the pillow, but they're so fuzzy that you can't. They're like not better than just seeing it small. It's. I don't really understand. Love Joe. Huh. That's cute.
Artie FM says, "Hey, Jake, Phlogiston for Life T-shirts are now heading your way. Hope you like. Awesome. It must have been Artie FM that sent the." They sent the hoodie. I hope I haven't already clarified that. What I hate is that I'm so forgetful and I'm always drunk when I do this. I probably say things that everybody else knows. And I'm sure I have the same startling realizations every week. I'm like a duck. I wake up in a new world every morning. So, yeah, I'm excited about some Phlogiston for Life T-shirts. And T-shirts, that means that Hot Stuff and I can be the Phlogiston for Life bowling team. Or, a team of something that we actually do.
We've got been bowling before.
Eating tacos. We could be the Phlogiston for Life taco-eating team, yeah. Huh.
Do you think there's there'll be the next Olympics? There'll be a taco-eating competition?
I doubt it. Guinness got rid of all their food eating competitions.
Yeah,
right?
they kind of changed their image.
What was Taco Bell thinking with the pink tacos?
Did Taco Bell introduce pink tacos?
Yeah, the volcano tacos.
The volcano tacos.
Huh.
What was Dairy Queen thinking with the moo latte?
Yeah,
that's fucked up.
That's a little.
It's kind of awesome.
A little edgy.
Garlic says, any chance we'll see a scythe in the game for the fall season? No, I don't believe in fall, because it doesn't exist in Arizona. Well, at least it doesn't exist down here in the
desert. I guess it actually has a farm use, but, almost everybody associates it with death.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know, it's the cool guy in Chrono Trigger, the Madison
Dragon. Yeah, what is that? Yeah, Chrono Trigger doesn't count. I talked to some dude at... PAX about the Chrono Trigger remake for the Game Boy.
Yeah.
For the DS. It's actually pretty cool.
Is it still pixel art?
It is. Sweet. It is. It's kind of like the perfect remake of a Super Nintendo game. They improve the interface a little bit. It has a much, much nicer map.
Cool.
That is always running on the other screen.
I would
like
totally
it's,
play that.
I'm yeah, all over
no,
that.
No, like, I would almost play it again and actually play the side quests and stuff at the end,
huh.
You know, on a portable system. Yeah, no, they're wow. They're really. It's like red. It's not really pink.
If you made Taco Bell tacos out of like Dorito flavored shells,
man, that would be awesome.
Wow, did I just come up with some brilliant idea?
Do you remember when they briefly had the Frito burrito?
I never heard of
it. Taco Bell. I gotta imagine that it was pretty good. It was like a bean burrito with chili cheese Fritos stuck into it.
Huh.
And I can't imagine why that wouldn't have taken off. I mean, it, like, yeah.
Huh.
People make, the, you know, when we were at Arkenstock, they made the Frito pie or whatever.
I don't remember. I think I stayed away from that.
It was good. That was, like, the only food that there was the entire goddamn time.
I bought $200 worth of meat in stock.
I know, and then, like, the first 20 people ate it, and I was like, I would like some food. But
oh, yeah,
she made that giant pot of chili, and then it was like, all right, so you put some chili in this bowl, and then you fill the bowl the rest of the way up with Fritos. Great.
Huh.
So good. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Selden was there. He brought me whiskey.
Yeah, a naked Jew wants you Hot Stuff to look at the pictures in the second post there that I looked in. One of them does have a picture of the girlfriend. So.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Just in front of a cardboard cutout of some bird.
Some clip art he found somewhere of a girl.
Clip art. Yeah, there's probably like a whole like
Well, he's made an
armada of imaginary girlfriends.
He's made a whole form account for her. That's creepy.
I know, it's nuts. He's got an alternate personality. He puts on his fake beak and pecks out the messages one letter at a time. Jose Cuervo says, could fishy swab be made as good as food as the frozen banquets, or at least have some special effect called cold fish? I don't get the special effect thing, but the frozen banquets, theoretically, you can get more fishy swab than you can get frozen banquets out of a given Hobabos run, so I don't think it needs to be any better. You know, just because it's a semi-rare doesn't mean it's got to be that great. You know, could just, it's just cool, it's extra content. Hey, it gives you a PvP advantage, because you've eaten more things, if you eat one. Personal Robot Jesus says, I have a terrible idea. If the Whitey's Grove equipment made an outfit, would it grant access to a new chat channel called /KLAN? Magnanimous says, Old Scratch's manacles still have a moxie requirement instead of mist. Fix, please. Yeah, that was changed to mist because, it was even especially additionally more supposed to be mist. Mr. Doob says, what do you think of the idea of a /spoiler chat channel where people can speak freely in the open of strategies and other spoilerific things? I think that channel already exists, and it is called /clan, with a K. Zelaria says, your show sucks right now. You too often. And that was when we weren't on the radio, so I think he was maybe talking about how Como D sucks.
It's also possible that he was just listening to any other show of ours.
That's true.
We do we're not particularly professional on our radio shows with all of our silence and
hey, but we have fun.
Unmiked people in the background commenting and stuff.
Yeah. Those pricks.
Let's see. Magnanimous says there does not seem to be a message in Haiku for disco combos. The effects appear in the side pane though. Yeah, it should have been.
You might have just opted to not mention those, right?
Well, it should be the case that when you get an effect in combat, that it at least gives you a message. It gives you a haiku that you've acquired an effect.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know.
Am I going to have to count the syllables in effect names now?
No. I'm not going to make you do that anymore. Tiny Plastic Stuffy says, are Jick and Company giving stuff away tonight? We're giving stuff away every night. We've poured the last 5 years of our lives into something that we're giving away. Shanty says, more references, please? Okay. Done. Parse says, any reason why there isn't a spooky chef staff? I started making one, but I got scared. Lord Stefano says, more lucre locations? Probably ought to think about that at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, I had intended to not have the number that were there be the final ending number, you know?
Yeah.
Should put them all
Scully in. Scully really wants to put more stuff in, more rewards in.
In the bounty hunter?
Yeah, more things to buy with nickels.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird because it's, you know, I can see where he's coming from. You know, I think... you know, I suggested another Ascension Essential 200 lucre item, but...
No.
Maybe some 5 lucre consumables that are good for something. Not for item farming, though.
Huh.
Item farming is already... You're all...
How about lucre farming?
Yeah. A 5 lucre item. A 5 lucre consumable that lets you take 2 bounties in one day. Yeah. You
we're
see
really
what I did there?
Math and game balance and design.
let's see. Gleeb says, hey, Jick, don't forget to do the Mysticality quest. Yeah, I know. I need to... Hot Stuff and I need to get drunker at some point and talk about how that's going to work and then just sit down and do it. All of the content is done.
Yeah, we're ready.
It's just, it is waiting for us to come up with a mechanic for it. And... That's
Well, actually, some of the... I expect the monsters and equipment still need stats, but...
Yeah, okay, that's true. And you know what? We were talking about that. We're going to need additional copies of those monsters. Maybe
okay.
Different versions. We'll have to figure out how many... Yeah, just so that there can be, like, a linear progression through it.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be copies. They should be a joke. But, you know, a different noun verber.
Which is weird because we know what that means.
Yeah. Danto says, "How about items that can only be stolen by mayflies?" No. The mayflies are already way too good. You see what I did there?
Yeah.
Drunken Frog says, "Also, has Scully given any further thought about making a pony familiar? It would be so popular, you could get some new gold-plated Ferraris." Yeah, mine's all fucked up because I scraped the edges off of it to replace these audio cables. Personal Robot Jesus says, "Is it supposed to be possible to pickpocket drops from the War Heroes, a la Wreath of Laurels?" I don't see why not. You know, they're 100% drops with no conditionals on them, so they just you're always going to be able to do it. Sure, you know. It's especially funny from the Streaker.
Yeah,
because oh man, he does a lot of extra sleaze damage after that. Personal Robot Jesus says, "Has it been 2 weeks yet?" No, two more weeks.
It'll have been 2 weeks in 2 weeks.
And Nizera says, "Will there be a Mr. Store familiar that does HP/MP/meat and stats in the future?" So like a one Mr. A familiar that is better than one of the two Mr. A familiars.
Well, we can make one like that. It's just like it just does each one like 1/10 power.
Yeah, yeah. Or it randomly picks between one of those four things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, isn't that basically the wild hair, if it randomly picks between them?
I don't remember what things it... I think it randomly picks between meat items and stats at the end.
Yeah, and I think it has a cool whelp thing, too.
Maybe it does. Maester says, "Do I whisper questions or just send a message? Anyone, how long have Jick and Scully been gay lovers?" We've always been gay lovers. For billions and billions of years.
This is before time began.
Creeping Crud says, "I'm going to con, and I won't be leaving until Monday morning, but I see there are no official events on Sunday. What do you recommend doing with a free-ish day in Phoenix/Tempe? There is the Oregon Stop Pizza thing on Sunday,
right?
Yeah,
I was just looking to see if that thread was anywhere.
Nobody is... The fate of that is somewhat uncertain at this point.
Xenophobe was theoretically the one organizing it.
I give it about a 1 in 10 chance if I were to guess whether or not he's still going to go to that.
So he posted it. So it was Sunday night, 5 p.m. till 9.
Huh. So it's not much of Sunday anyway. I don't know. I'm a bad person to ask this. What's good to do in Phoenix?
I mean, part of the reason is you'll be up very, very late on Saturday if you're hanging out with everybody. And then there will undoubtedly, even after the concert, which goes till late, because I don't think MC Fallout comes on until like 11:30.
There are always a lot of parties on
there
Saturday.
There are going to be parties, there will be parties at people's, there's a variety of houses and stuff like that people will be renting and stuff. So you're just not going to want to get up early on Sunday unless you're not going to the parties, in which case...
If you're not drinking.
Yeah, then you're
in which case, you really don't belong here.
Yeah.
So I would suggest hanging out with your mom all day. I mean, that's what I'm going to be doing, hanging out with Creepin' Crud's mom all day.
Yeah.
Is there a karaoke thing?
So. But yeah, Oregon Stop Pizza, 5 p.m. I think I'll make sure that happens.
Fusilabad was also saying that he would take up that torch potentially, and I mean I like Oregon Stop. I would go. I like it, but their pizza's not very good, and they don't have any good beer on tap.
But the experience is kind of cool.
Yeah, once. I'm still gonna go. They had a couple video games that still worked in the game.
The pizza wasn't that bad.
It's not that. I've had like frozen pizza that was better than Oregon Stop's pizza, you know, and like in the comfort of my own home. That's true. There was not a giant. Yeah, I did get to listen to an organ. It just wasn't a big pipe organ.
I think if you're listening to it, you're doing it wrong.
Stickin says, more tasteful gifs, please. If not, why not? I think he meant gifts, but he spelled it G-I-F-E-S. So I thought he was making fun of the way we say gif.
Ha.
Code GS says, is there a way to talk to them during the show? Yes, there is. Jackie T says, so now I have this spare wet stunt nut stew in my item section. Why can't I eat it? Eh. Let's see. I feel like I missed something somewhere. Trasky says, why can't KOLCon be in the summer when more of the fan base could potentially come? The problem with doing a KOLCon in the summer here in Phoenix is that it would be less of a KOLCon and more of a KOL-O-Cost. On account of everyone just bursting into flames under the hot desert sun. See, I'd read that earlier and I was waiting the whole show to make that KOL-O-Cost joke. This is a funny joke. Jokes about the Holocaust are almost as funny as jokes about rape. Drunken Frog also said, hey, do you think you could make some new bounty quests? I'm tired of the same old ones. Knobula says, why does the Naughty Sorceress dispel Urkel's aria of annoyance? Remember when Riff was all mad at me for naming that Urkel's aria of annoyance? Yeah. That was one of the only things that we've ever done that Riff was really, really against. Scully's been indignant about a handful of things.
The taint.
Yeah.
That was, that was awesome.
There's, oh man, have you seen that Cthulhu card game on Kongregate?
I played it once, it just didn't seem very fun.
I kind of liked it, but there's a card that what the effect of the card is removes your taint.
Some of the later cards get just kind of stupid, powerful. I don't know how long you spent playing it.
What do you mean the later cards?
You get every couple levels, you get new cards introduced.
Oh,
I got to like 500 one round of
it. It was so. You know, it was like that. There's this game. I think it's on Kongregate, where you get these cards, and it's like a war between two castles. You have, like, three resources, and you can, like, build up your wall, or you
can build up
your castle, or you
can saw that
get
one.
Crystals that you... Every card has a casting. But it's just so, like, luck of the draw. I just didn't feel like that Cthulhu... That
it definitely has some strategy to it.
Does it?
Yeah, not a whole lot, but it definitely has some.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I just didn't... It doesn't have a whole lot of strategy. I mean, I might as you know, I'd rather just read the cards and then flip a coin, and if it's heads, say, yay, I won! And if it's not, be like, this game sucks. You know? And Naked Jew says, dear Jick, what are your views on ovarian cancer, constant rape, and glaucoma?
Delicious.
They're all awesome except for the third one, which I can't see very clearly. Nobula says, why is offhand weapon damage not affected by critical hits or LTS? It is... Wait, maybe not. No, I guess it's not. Huh. Maybe I should make a separate critical hit roll for the offhand.
God.
Miss Fishy says, thanks for approving my custom avatar. 4 months equals 4 kicks in the balls. I can't remember how it works. Yep, 1 kick for each of my balls. And yeah, we're catching up. Classic Color said, function to use multiple smudged alchemical recipes. I initially read that as Funcom to use multiple smudged alchemical recipes, and I was like, what a weird headline. Because what is the company that made Anarchy Online doing with items in my game? I could probably make those use multiple without too much hardship. Istanbul says, I got my roomie playing this game, and I think she's listening to the show. Itimus, if I remember correctly. Would you say hi to her? Hi, Itimus. Ayun Bahara says, did any of you guys play Darwinia?
I played it for a little bit.
Yeah.
I like the way it looks, but I couldn't really get into the gameplay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be
the one brave enough to say that Darwinia was kind of crappy.
What was it? What was it again?
It was like kind of a Tron looking real time strategy game that everybody just acted like was the second coming of Christ in the indie games arena.
Okay.
And I have a real problem with games. Dungeon Keeper has the same problem that Darwinia has, where multiple objects can occupy the same space at the same time, and I don't like that. It just bugs me. Like, Blizzard is good at making real-time strategy games, right? And they don't, in their real-time strategy games, they don't let multiple objects occupy the same space at the same time. And, you know, maybe it creates some pathing issues, like, you know, maybe it does all kinds of stuff, but it just looks better and it feels better. And Darwinia was just like, I don't know, it seemed really sloppy to me. I just didn't enjoy it. I think it's the same people that did Uplink.
Yeah, it is.
I like the looks of Uplink.
I think they also did Def Con.
Yeah, Def Con I played a couple times. It was... I remember there being a game almost exactly like Def Con that I played on the PC in like early 90s or late 80s. And in fact, I think it was called Def Con. Which seems a little strange. Yeah, I don't know. Darwinia did not get a hold of me at all. It was just, you know, it's like, okay, this game could look cool if it was done slightly differently, but I didn't so much like the art direction, and I didn't so much like the gameplay, so yeah, I played it a little bit. Jarko Lives says, can you take a music break? I'd like a cigarette. We indulged that.
By Jerk Olives, you mean Jerk Olives, right? Jerk K Olives.
Jerk K Olives. I wonder if Jarko's making it to Con this year. I kind of doubt it. It's a long way for him. I got logged out of the friggin' game. You think that I would put a stop to that? What? Hot Stuff assigned a wiki item to me. You're not the boss of me, Hot Stuff. Oh, wait, I told you to do that.
Told me to be the boss of you?
Yeah. Flush in some questions.
Yeah, the radio audience can't see, luckily. But you're currently wearing a Punch It Chewy t-shirt, which you swore you weren't going to wear out in the world at all today, and then we went to like four stores looking for D&D miniatures.
Yeah, but I was only going to wear them to places where you would go to buy D&D miniatures. I don't want to seem ungrateful. It was a KOL player gave us these. I wish that I could remember his name, his game name. But he was at Comic-Con. He worked at the Hasbro booth.
He gave
me a couple of shirts that are
Star Wars.
They just have this like. They have this, like, silhouette of the Millennium Falcon on the back, which is fucking cool. I would totally wear a shirt like that. But they also have in big, like, puffy 70s letters that says, Punch It Chewy on the front. I was like, okay. That makes that a shirt that I'm not so excited about. So, what are you going to do? But, yeah, no, we ended up just all over the place.
It's funny that, like, we're kind of embarrassed of our nerdosity sometimes. You know, like, we revel in it at certain points, and we shun it and hide it at other times.
Yeah, we're posers. We're like the, whatever the nerd equivalent of a Twinkie is.
Nerd equivalent of a Twinkie?
Yeah, well, like a Twinkie for, or like an Oreo, right?
Like
somebody who's black on the outside but white on the inside. We're like nerds.
There's an MIT... Twinkie has a different meaning at MIT. Someone who's into LARPs is a Twinkie. That's not quite true, but that's sort of the easiest way for me to explain it to the listening audience. Twinkies are like hardcore nerds. So when you said we are,
yeah.
It was very confusing in my head.
Derwolf says, huh, funnily enough, I had the same D&D mini situation recently. See, the thing is, I don't think that that is funny or rare. I think that that is a situation that everyone who bought the 4th edition D&D stuff is in.
Right.
And I feel like by and large, the people who bought the 4th edition D&D stuff are probably people with enough disposable income that they would just buy a set of goddamn miniatures if someone was willing to sell them to them. Show me a teenager who can come up with the $60 to buy the set of books, but can't come up with another $50 to buy some miniatures the following month. Come on, show me one. I know you keep a lot of teenagers around.
I was just being asked about our trebuchet building plans.
Maybe the idea has just not been considered by anybody in a position to do it, because I've never, I mean, that's something that a set of miniatures that consists of every monster in a particular module is not something that I've ever seen anywhere ever. Even though that would have been something that would have been useful since first edition.
It seems like too obvious of a, you know, they must just not want to do it for some reason. Because, that is not a novel idea. It's not a surprising idea, you know, like it's...
Maybe it's a hot dogs and buns thing. I mean, maybe they want you buying a set of 10 goblins and a set of 6 wargs, even though you only need 4 wargs and 8 goblins.
But it's frustrating because you can't buy a set of 10 goblins. You can buy You can buy a box of 8 miniatures, which may or may not have one goblin and one.
I mean miniatures in general, not the pre-painted D&D plastic ones.
I mean, that's the thing. If I was willing to spend $500 on pewter miniatures and then paint them, I could probably reconstruct.
Yeah.
All the contents of the module. The other thing is that D&D 4th edition throws a lot more monsters at you. Like, they go for this kind of action movie thing where, like, a lot of encounters have a bunch of minion monsters that have, like, one hit point and anything that you do kills them. Right? Like, just for this sort of, like, fast pace of combat thing. Anyway, Derwolf says, but what I did is make my own KOL triangular minifigs with some cardstock and ink pens. I thought about suggesting that you make a downloadable set suitable for printing on cardstock and cutting out. You know, with real KOL art. That's kind of funny, actually. Although, I imagine the crowd that I would be playing Dungeons & Dragons with are probably burned out on KOL art by now. It's not cute to them anymore. RDFM says, the lowest paid member of the staff gets to have the highest mic level. We're all on different lengths of wire leading to the...
Yeah, it's a big mess.
It's janky as shit.
Although, you know, our attempts to go a little more pro were just so badly received. It's frustrating. I blame Radio Shack and Radiohead.
Yeah.
And Radio Shack. Well, because the name, Radio Shack, and we're doing radio broadcasts. That's where you go.
Gleeb says, hey, speaking of semi-rares that suck, Knob Goblin Embezzler.
What?
He drops like 5,000 meat.
Yeah.
Does he now? Did you increase that?
Maybe it's 500.
Yeah.
He drops a lot of meat.
Yeah. I still think it would be funny if, like, he didn't drop much, like, plain meat, but dropped, like, 10 or 15 regular meat stacks, because the other ones drop, like, one or two regular meat stacks.
Right.
There's just a whole page of, you acquire an item, meat stack, you acquire an item, meat stack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 15, but yeah.
And Gleeve says, were you designing a spooky chef staff while getting your heart rate taken? Yeah. That's what I thought about to increase my heart rate. RDFM says, during Hurricane Gustav, the Fox Weather Girl reported that the rain was literally coming down in buckets. I couldn't wait to head back home to New Orleans because, hey, free buckets.
I don't think I really have ever hung out with anybody that uses literally to mean really. And there's clearly enough people that do it that it's a thing. And what the hell? What is that all about?
Yeah.
Wait, you mean to use literally
as like really?
Really?
No, I mean like literally, like it's
he
really
was
coming
literally
down.
30 feet tall.
Or like.
I don't think that I've ever. Incorrectly. Yeah, I don't think I've ever really encountered anybody that used it incorrectly either.
Yeah, that's strange.
Oh, yeah, I encountered a lot of people who get angry about the idea of it being used incorrectly. Yeah.
Naked Jew wants me to clarify that his girlfriend's name is Jade.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever.
I don't know.
On the pillow it said Love Joe, so I don't know who he's.
Joe.
What it said? Look at the pictures. The pictures are on the internet. You can decide for yourself.
Right.
Or maybe they're
ask
just so
him,
fuzzy.
Ask him if she wants a cracker. Get it? Because she's a bird. And not in the, like, girl in England sense. Tiny Plastic Ono Band says, DEFCON is cool because you can wipe out the whole planet, and it's rated teen for mild violence. Yeah. Deus Nakam says, with Xenophobe gone, who will be the official company misanthrope? I think we're all carrying that torch in our own ways. Well, actually, we just need one other person who hates men, because I'm the company misogynist now. Hogulus, do you want to hate men?
Sure.
All right.
Works.
See, that's cool.
So you two add up to a single misanthrope.
Wait, no, I can't accept you telling me to hate men because you're a man, and then I wouldn't want to listen to you. So then
wow,
I don't
true.
Hate men.
No, because it doesn't take effect until after you've received
paradise.
That order.
Somebody turn on the Hadron Collider and sort this out. I think that I'm going to hand off
some music.
Steely Bon.
How did our time slot get to be so ridiculously late?
I just got it. You know, I feel like the show used to end at 10 o'clock local time,
did it?
And it crept earlier for a little while. And
is the
last time we actually did a show,
Arizona
it
time,
got pushed back an hour. And yeah, we're on the
we're not on daylight savings time.
We're the same time as California now.
Right.
I feel like that would mean that it should be earlier for us, right? Yeah, I don't know either. I can never fucking wrap my head around that. It's fucking arithmetic involving the number one. Why is it so hard for me to understand?
Because it involves a circle. Or perhaps a sphere. You can think of it as a line. If you want.
Alright, so we're gonna leave you in dire straits as we exit this radio. And
have a great weekend, everybody.
There will Scully will be on his own on Monday because Hot Stuff and I are going to be off gallivanting around the
Hurricane Ike.
And actually, I'm pretty sure that our flight on Thursday is like late.
Is it late enough to?
I think it's late enough to interfere with the show. So this may be the last time you talk to us until the following Monday/Thursday. So sorry about that. After that, there's KOLCon, and then I'm never going anywhere else ever. No, that isn't even fucking true because we're probably going to the goddamn mystery hunt in January.
And then
Australia. A million trips. Yeah, that's ultra ultra tentative. So don't even say that out loud. All right. Anyway, we'll see you in a couple weeks, kids.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.